Now we're going to look at the Green Party leadership in brief. First, Orla, bring us up to speed on where it's at the moment. Roderick O'Gorman and Pippa Hackett, the two Greens so far on the pitch.
Yeah, so it's a two-horse race at the minute, as you said. Minister Roderick O'Gorman, people will know him as the Minister for Integration, Equality and Children. Obviously, he's been in the news a lot over the last few years. Some of the biggest issues of the last few years have landed us on his desk, be they immigration, the mother and baby home redress, childcare. So quite a high-profile minister. And then Pippa Hackett, Senator, and also, as she has been putting out there today, a beef and sheep farmer, saying she's not your typical Green, that she's from an agricultural background and that she would bring in more rural voters. She's, you know, she would be the first female leader, the first leader not from Dublin. So there's kind of been a split in the party as whether or not it's someone with a bit more experience at the ministerial table like Roderick O'Gorman, or somebody who's a fresh face, who's female, who's from outside Dublin in Pippa Hackett.
OK, so how's the leadership contest going to work? We had some indication of the time frame on that this evening.
Yeah, so it's looking like it'll be decided in the next 3 weeks or so. There'll be hustings at different parts in different parts of the country, and all Green Party members across the island, that's in the Republic and in Northern Ireland, will have a vote. And unlike some other party structures, every member's vote has equal weight, regardless of whether or not they're a paid member in a certain part of the country or they're in the parliamentary party. So there'll be votes over the next 3 weeks or so, and then we will have a new leader. But in their own constitution, there has to be a leadership election within 6 months of a general election, unless the leadership is not contested. But, you know, it's interesting because the leader could be elected and then they may or may not have it all seat after the next general election, which would be an interesting turn of events. So there could be another election then in a few months' time.
All right. So the choice is urban versus rural, fresh face versus experience. But what's the job ahead of them, really? What are people going to be looking for them to do?
I mean, they lost half of their council seats in the local elections, and they lost both their MEPs. So I suppose it's rebuilding the party. Obviously, it's kind of come in ebbs and waves over the last few years. We had the Green Wave a few years ago, then they went back into government. They lost a lot of representatives then after that, and they've had a really poor local and European elections. Eamon Ryan stressed multiple points yesterday and today that, you know, it wasn't on foot of the election, that he decided several months ago that he was probably going to step down and allow the new generation to take over. But whoever takes over has a lot of rebuilding to do. The Green Party is not in a great shape right now. Obviously, losing half of their councillors in particular was a particularly big blow for them.
Right. And it wasn't just the Green Party with leadership news today. Fianna Fáil also?
Yes. So Jack Chambers is the new deputy leader. When we got word that Micheál Martin was making an announcement, we were kind of like, oh God, what now? But it was a slightly less dramatic news in that they were just finally announcing a new deputy leader in Jack Chambers. So kind of he was definitely one of the main names in the mix over the last few months. But yeah, slightly less dramatic news for a week of big political announcements.
All right. Catherine Arda, the Greens are your... We'll get to your own party in a moment, but the Greens, your partners in government, a change of leadership. Is this good or bad? Do you care or not?
Well, like, it's obviously, it's good for politics, and like, it's interesting for us as political... I won't call us hacks, but those of us interested in politics to see...
No, you know, hacks
to see,
is fine, yeah.
to see a leadership competition. Both candidates are, you know, good colleagues. I've got a lot of admiration for Pip as a senator, and Roderick has attended our... has been in the Senate a lot recently. I have to say...
Who makes it easier to sell coalition performance at the end of the life of the government, the rural Green or the urban Green?
Listen, that's for the members of the Green Party, you know, themselves to decide, and like, you know, what they want. In terms of really, like, I've an interest as a spectator, but it's up to the Green Party themselves to decide, you know, what they do. All in right. Terms of who they appoint or elect.
All right, Richard Boyd-Barr, superficial changes in the shop window of late-stage capitalism before its ultimate demise, or what? What do you make of this change?
You took the words right out of my mouth.
What is...
I'll get to your analysis, Comrade Nash. There seems to be a fairly desperate attempt by the government parties to renew their image in advance of the election. So we've had... the replacement of Leo by Simon, Jack Chambers popping up now to give them a new youthful face, and Eamon Ryan stepping down to make way for whoever. But it is all about trying to deal with the fact that there's a lot of anger against government parties, the Green Party in particular. I think a lot of people who voted for them in a huge surge they got the last time were very disappointed. in my opinion, rightly
so. Do you categorise them as one of these parties of the left you would be encouraging at the next time of asking to transfer votes to? Because there has been a reasonably good, on the evidence of the European elections, transfer between parties who are left of centre.
People before Profit have been very clear about this for a long time. We want to see a left alliance, but we think that that left alliance has to involve making it clear to people in advance of an election that you're not just going to say you're left and then end up propping up the Fianna Fáil Fine Gael establishment. It has to be a genuine choice you're offering people. And I think it disappointed huge numbers of people who voted for the Greens that they went in with Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael and just became part of the establishment.
They would argue they got key items on the agenda. You presumably support measures that would be in favour of mitigating climate change. So do you have a view on who would do a better job as leader?
I don't think they delivered on climate change. I think Breed Smith's far better on climate change than the Green Party. I mean, they're going along with building more data centres, which are sucking up huge amounts of electricity and water and so on. They have imposed carbon taxes, which penalise people, and they've associated climate action with punishing ordinary people rather than a genuinely just transition.
We may have
effective
you back.
Climate measures.
We may have you back another day to debate them when they're in the room to defend themselves. But Jed Nash, is it of concern to you who leads the next Green Party? Or do you have a view on who you could better do business with in preparation for the next general election?
Well, there's a lot of talk at the moment about government formation and the different blocks that might emerge prior to the general election and indeed after it. And you know, as I see it, Colm, and I think any objective observer would make this point, that there are now probably four blocks emerging in Irish politics. You have Fianna Fáil, you have Fine Gael, you have Sinn Féin, and you have a putative potential centre-left alliance. And when I talk about those four blocks, I speak of four blocks that are actually prepared to govern. The Labour Party is prepared to govern, as is the Green Party, and they've shown that, and the Social Democrats are too. And if you look at the election performance of the Labour Party in terms of the number of local authority seats we have in the European seat, combine that with the Social Democrats and the Green Party, you have a very significant centre-left block there.
Do you have a preference for the Greens? Or I mean, are you entirely dispassionate about who leads the Green Party next?
I think entirely dispassionate is a good description of where I sit.
Catherine Arda,
on this particular
let's get to your own party
business. I wish both well. It is important, though, who leads the Green Party. And I think in the context of the conclusion, and I think we are edging closer to a general election as each day passes, the likelihood is that we will have that very important poll at the end of October. The way in which this government ends, I think, is going to be important. So I think there's probably more interest on the Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil benches about who it might be than, you know, on the Labour Party benches. I wish them both well.
Catherine Arda, Deputy Leader of Fianna Fáil, is Jack Chambers. No women available, no?
Well, listen, Jack has done a really great job. We've emerged from the last three elections as the largest party in local government. Jack led our local election campaign. He did a great job. He was committed, dedicated. He was out every day on the ground. And I wish him well. He's going to do a great job.
With the fewest proportion of female candidates contesting those elections. So I think I heard somebody asking your party leader about a decade ago, does Fianna Fáil have a woman problem?
Oh, we've got lots of great women in the Shannon, and there's a lot of great women have won the elections in Dublin. We've got like Rachel Batten, we have Deirdre Heaney, you know, some great councillors returned all over the country, and not all men. So I don't think it's fair to say that. Right. But in relation to Jack, I think it's great to see him. He's you know, a young man. He's really energetic, really committed to the party. And I think he's going to be a great team along with Micheál Martin to lead us into the next general election.
And you have to be nice to him now. He's the deputy leader.